It begins by coordinating with agencies like Roanoke Police, Fire and EMS, and Transportation to handle many safety and logistics matters.
As well as plan just the general activities that take place on site. So lots of time goes into planning an event like this.
Michael Clark is Roanoke City's Director of Parks and Recreation. He says at a time when all taxpayer-funded expenditures must be carefully considered and allocated, any annual fireworks-related costs easily make the cut.
It's a large-scale community event, and it appeals to folks of all different ages and demographics, and it pulls from all over the city.
The entertainment begins at River's Edge Sports Complex at 7. The fireworks should begin around 9:15. And this year, the shuttle buses will transport to and from the parking lot at Patrick Henry High School. Evan Jones, WFIR News.